Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, April 19th. New research indicates that western states will face intensified fire conditions as climate change worsens. Eric Gladys has this story.
As the Trump administration takes steps to sideline environmental science, recent research confirms that western states will need to brace for more frequent and bigger wildfires because of climate change. South Dakota State University scientist Mark Cochran studied more than a decade's worth of satellite data, examining nearly 23,000 fires worldwide. He says the biggest fires emerged from similar conditions.
Extreme drought, high wind, high heat, and low humidity are getting more and more common. That correlates completely with where we see these, we'll call mega fires, and those conditions seem to be worsening, and therefore we would expect more and more of these very large fires to continue occurring.
Cochran says western states will continue to be most at risk in the U.S. unless leaders get serious about cutting carbon emissions. President Trump has blocked EPA efforts to reduce climate pollution and wants to cut the agency's budget by at least 30%, citing a need to reverse what he sees as government intrusion and also to create jobs. Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper says the state's fire season is 80 days longer than it was 15 years ago, and the Denver Post reports more than 5,500 fires in the state burned nearly 107,000 acres in 2016. Cochran says it's important to take steps to adapt.
Part of that would be not building our houses in extremely flammable landscapes, or if we're going to do that, then to build them to be more survivable in those landscapes. Right now, we're building very flammable houses in flammable landscapes, and so that's a recipe for disaster.
Cochran says assuming business as usual CO2 emissions, by 2041, western states should expect 4 extreme fire events for every 3 that occur now. This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
In a follow-up to a story originally reported by KVNF News, the publisher of the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel says he will not sue a state lawmaker over claims that the newspaper peddles fake news stories. Penta Berkland has more.
Publisher Jay Seaton still stands by his claim that Republican State Senator Ray Scott defamed the newspaper and tried to delegitimize a credible news organization after Scott tweeted the paper was fake news. Had the lawsuit gone forward, it would have been the first of its kind and could have set a legal definition for the term fake news. But Seaton says he worried the case would be difficult to win, and he says the meaning is changing.
It may actually be transforming right before our eyes into a general pejorative, which is the best defense to this kind of a case, because then it's just opinion, and opinion criticism is absolutely protected.
Another factor was that legislative attorneys could provide Scott's defense. Scott could also claim legislative immunity, which could have dragged out the case for several years. Seaton says he didn't want to tie up the courts and make taxpayers foot the bill. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Finally today, Christopher Biddle from Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member KBUT in Crested Butte has this spring story.
Kelly Parker and her husband Bill founded Parker Pastures in 2006. They raise grass-fed beef and lamb. I visited them last week at their headquarters on the Van Tile Ranch, a 400-acre plot minutes from the heart of Gunnison.
Hi.
Hi. Hey,
Chris, nice to meet you.
Recently, they've taken on a partner to head up their lambing operation, their 14-year-old daughter, Chloe.
I'm Chloe Parker, partners with Parker Pastures, but owner of Shepherd's Ranch.
Chloe is by no means the stereotype of an American teenager. She wears a bonnet and clutches a weeks-old border collie as I greet her.
This is Una. I just got her yesterday. She's going to be the sheep herder for me, and then she'll hopefully herd some cows. And then we have Bruce, which is our guard dog. He is an Ockbosch. And then we have Frost, which is just kind of like our family dog. And then we have Junior, which is an older border collie.
Oh, what's that beast over there?
So that is our llama, Tina Fey. We have her to protect the sheep. We also have the guard dog, Bruce.
Tina Fey?
Yes.
Where did that come from?
She came with the name, so.
Okay. We thought she was going to be a little bit of a guardian. She has turned out not to be a very good guardian.
Oh, really?
But she's a real character on the ranch, so she's sticking around.
That's Chloe's mother, Kelly Parker, who says her family practices holistic management, a farming philosophy that emphasizes rotational grazing in an attempt to mimic how herds of bison, elk, and deer once grazed this landscape. Chloe is responsible for a primary flock of about 100 ewes, as well as this season's round of lambs, an additional 120.
And we still have like 20 more ewes, which is a mother sheep to lamb. We raise haired sheep, which are Dorpers, Katahdins, and Royal Whites. Haired sheep is for meat instead of wool, so the sheep will shed their wool in like the early summer. We do have a couple Icelandics just for fun, but those are for wool.
For the sake of a well-rounded radio piece on sheep farming, I asked Chloe for help getting an interview with one of her ewes.
How close do you think they'll let us get to them?
Really, no. They let me get pretty close, but that's because they kind of know me. We can try.
Do you think we could try?
We approach one of her Icelandic sheep, whose dark winter coat is matted with hay, horns curling out of her forehead, a healthy newborn lamb standing in front of her.
Hi, Mama.
Well, if they're happy, they don't say much.
Yeah.
If they're happy, they don't say much, says Kelly.
I like doing what my passion is, and I like using my sheep to improve the land with holistic management.
Do you have a favorite sheep?
I really like my Icelandics, Christmas and Ice. And then I also have one Dorper that I've had for I don't know how long, but she's had like 15 lambs, and she's amazing. And she's my favorite sheep. Her name's Two.
Does she have a distinct personality?
Her lambs always seem to try to find trouble wherever they go. But she's a good sheep, but she's a little naughty. But she's a great mom.
Una wants to say something into the mic.
Want to say something in there?
She wants to go chase the sheep.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
For KBUT, I'm Christopher Biddle.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.